Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Bishop Norman Hutchins. We'll speak with him right after this song, Just in Time. This is Real Gospel.
Has there ever been a time the Lord has let you down? And you feel he's forgotten you. But may I encourage you, oh God, the Lord is never late, but he's always, always, always on time. So until then, just put it
in the hands of Jesus.
Cast all your cares on him. He cares for you. So why don't you try Jesus? My God. There's nothing too hard for God. Oh my God,
in the hands
of Jesus.
Jesus.
And I come to tell you,
He'll work it out.
Yes, he will.
Work it out.
When will he do it?
Just in time.
Yes. Now come on, say this.
Just in time.
Just in time. God's going to work it out, and I know he's going to do it just in time. Come on.
Come
on, say it again.
Just in time.
Just in time.
Go.
He may not come when you want him, but I'm a living witness. Gotta show up.
Come on,
say, he'll work it out, yes.
He'll work it out.
Cast all your cares on the Lord, yeah.
He'll work it out.
There is nothing too hard for God. oh God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. He'll work it out. I'm a living witness that he will. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. There is nothing too hard. Joy comes in the morning. Put a smile on your face. Put a clap in your hands. Put a dance in your feet. He'll work it out. Just in time. Oh my God. He'll work it out. When will he do it? Just in time. Yes, he will. Said I know he will.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to welcome back my friend, the Bishop is in the house. I'm sorry, I had to go street for a second there, Bishop. Street vernacular, so people understand. I'm sorry, just, you know, I'm excited. Okay, let me put my church hat back on. Let me get dignified. I would like to welcome back to the program the one, the only, talented, anointed man of God, the Right Reverend himself, the Bishop Norman Hutchins. Welcome back to the show.
My goodness, Mr. X, it is such a pleasure, man, to speak with you.
Yes.
We have a history together, and it's been a long time.
It has.
Oh, my God. It has. And you're still doing what you do, man. You're on the battlefield.
Thank you. God is good. God is good. You know, you were one of my first guests years ago. When I made my transition from secular music to gospel music, when I answered my call into the ministry, and I was still learning more about gospel music, I always ask artists, I say, you know, tell the listeners about how you first fell in love with Jesus. Talk to us about that experience. And so, you know, that was my experience. I turned my life over to Christ, and as an adult, rather, you know, as a child,
right,
I did,
right,
but, you know,
right.
I got right. I got on a good foot, you know, just in time, as the song says.
Yes, I remember that, man. And you've been dedicated and committed to advancing the kingdom through all these years. And I just want you to know what the Bible says, that God will not forget your labor of love.
Thank you.
And for those who minister and those who do minister.
Thank you. Thank you. How have you been? I mean, music wise, I know you've been writing and you've still been doing God's work. But what's been going on with you, sir?
Well, first of all, I want you to say, man, I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. And, of course, you know, this last year has been trying time for just about everybody in the country and around the world.
Yes.
And we've seen some devastating things take place and all of that, and how the churches were shut down all at once, and we had to make different transitions. But, you know, when I look back over it all, I can honestly say, listen, if you've got to face any tragic situations, it's good to face it with the favor of God on your side.
Amen.
And that's what I see, man, for the last year. All I can see, I mean, we've had to make some adjustments, but the favor of God has always been there. And God will cause you to prosper even in the midst of a pandemic.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Yes.
And you know, I'm glad you said that, because, you know, we do indeed pray for. I don't want, because I've lost family members due to COVID.
Sure.
And I've lost
sure.
friends due to COVID, and it has definitely impacted my life personally and in negative ways. But I also have to say that there have been some blessings that have come as a result of slowing down. I'm not saying COVID, but there have been some blessings that have come down just by getting quiet and listening to God and the slowing down of some of the world, as we saw. They even
That's
said
right.
that the pollution was almost 90% less in the past year, because people on the planet stopped moving around so much.
And so, moving around.
So what's give us your outlook on that, and tie that into just in time and how God has although we have experienced some loss.
Right,
there
right,
have
right.
been some blessings that have
right,
come out of
right.
this.
Well, let me say this to you, X. I wrote a book, and the title is Living Life God's Way. And in the first chapter, I talk about the first four commands that God gave to mankind. And of course, that was to be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue and have dominion. And when we really understand that text, God is saying, I created earth for mankind, so it's yours. It's yours. And it is your responsibility to be the earth's managers. And so everything that's taken place on our world, we can't lay it at the feet of God because God gave it to us. And then he created a law that prevented him from interfering into man's domain. When he commanded us and when he says, I've given it to you to rule, to subdue and have dominion. So we're responsible for what has taken place on this earth. But now prayer gives God permission to intervene into man's domain. And so with all the different things that we've experienced and you know, the loss and the death and all of these things, God already knew about that. You know, but what we have to understand as a people is that we are earth's managers and we are responsible for what takes place.
Amen. Amen. And that's wise. I mean, when I first heard, especially about the pollution, I thought to myself, wow, you know, we gave our planet a break. I mean, we were forced to, however it happened. But I mean, something like that probably hadn't happened in hundreds, if not thousands of years. I mean, depending on how we've been using up resources, but just at small things like that.
And at least not in our lifetime, huh?
Yes. And then the magnitude of it, that it was a global thing that reminds us all that God is in control. Because one of the first
things
people start asking is, why would God let? And these are the same people who probably, and I say, okay, there's a lot of ministering this is a great opportunity to minister. When people say, why would God let? Then that means there's some teaching to be done about our relationship with God.
Yes, and that's the thing is, you know, when I said we lay things at the feet of Jesus and at the feet of God, oftentimes it's because we don't really understand how God operates and how he works. But through the scriptures, he has revealed to us his nature, his character, and his attributes. And so when we say, why would God let me tell you something. When you read the Bible, most of the time, God doesn't afflict. God permits. You see, he doesn't afflict, he permits. And so oftentimes, because if God remove his hand, then the enemy can have his way. And so when we say, why would God take my loved one? No, God didn't take that. Listen, here's what the Bible says. It is appointed unto men once to die. That means you have an assignment with death that was given to mankind, not by God, but by man and by sin. The Bible says, because of the sin of one, many are made sinners. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die. The Bible says that sin, that death entered into the world because of sin. So God doesn't have to kill you. God doesn't have to take your loved one. Listen, sin is responsible for that.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
But the blessing of it all, X, is this. If you survived, and we've lost some loved ones, our family members, but if you survived, you shouldn't look at that and say, well, I'm better blessed, or, you know, and, you know, I have faith. No, that's not the way to look at it. The way you need to look at it is through the eyes of gratitude, through the eyes of gratitude and through the eyes of grace, and say, God, listen, it's no good that I've done that I've survived this thing, but the fact that I did, I want you to know that I'm grateful. And I want you to know that I'm going to maximize the rest of my life in building the kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
Yep,
you know what else? They need to know also that God's got a blessing with their name.
Yes. Come on now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
When you wrote that song, did you have any idea how that was going to change your life?
Well, I didn't know, but I tell you what, that was a prophetic song that I wrote. Because I didn't know that when I wrote, I was on my mountain when I wrote that song. Mm. But God gave me that song on my mountain because he knew my valley was coming. And then I could turn back while I was in my valley and encourage myself through that song so that when the season changed, God would put me back on the mountain. See, because here's what a lot of people don't know is when I wrote that song, God's Got a Blessing With Your Name On It, man, I was like the minister of music at West Hanses. I was working with Bishop Charles Blake, and I was with a major record label and just traveling the country doing all this. So I was in my world. But man, years later, I will go through some of the dark seasons of my life. I experienced total blindness for 6 months and didn't know if I'd ever see again. But that song, while I was in my valley, said, "Hey, Norman, God's got a blessing with your name on it." When I was on dialysis, it was that same song that God used it to minister to me. And now I'm healed, and my wife donated a kidney to me. And 6 years later, when I had a heart attack, laying up in the hospital, it was that song that ministered to me. And so sometimes God gives you songs on the mountain for the valley.
Just in time.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
As we begin to wrap up this interview, give us some nuggets from Just in Time, and what else can we expect now that we've got this dynamic single out?
Yes, sir. Well, Just in Time is the new single that God gave to me. And actually, this song was written early one morning during my 5 a.m. Prayer and devotion. I get up and I go out and I play the piano. I'm like the little drummer boy who says, "Can I play my drum for him?" And I say, "Well, God, I want to play my piano." So I'll go in the early in the morning while it's dark and the sun is coming up, sitting at the piano playing. And one morning, about 5 in the morning, God says, "I'm going to give you a song that I want you to put out to encourage the kingdom of God. Because in the midst of this season, we've lost loved ones, mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, jobs, and people are affected economically. But God says, I want the kingdom to know it rains on the just as well as the unjust. But for the just, it is a different kind of rain." And so in this song, God says, "Tell them, hey, cast all your cares on me. Put it in my hands." Then he says, "And I'm going to work it out. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not." And so God says, in this song, I want you to encourage the believers that God is going to work it out. And the answer to the question is, when will he do it? Just in time.
I love it. You all, oh my goodness. If you have just joined us for this interview, hey, listen, I'm going to put it up on the podcast. So make sure you go back and listen to these great words of wisdom and knowledge when it comes to scripture and the anointing of God. I wish I had more time because there's so much more. But, you know, I'll have to have you back. I'll have to have you
back
again so we can continue the discussion. So in the meantime, though, how can the listeners find out more about you, the church, and also your music?
Well, listen, go to normanhutchins.com. Our church website is frontoftheline.org. And, of course, our international number is 302-730-9200. And I tell you, this is the next chapter of the kingdom, and I believe that God is using the body of Christ to usher in the glory of God.
Amen, amen. And by the way, are you all getting back to normal in terms of services now that people are getting vaccinated? Any advice or plans that you want to let the people know about?
Yes, well, actually, in the midst of this pandemic, God has done some miraculous things for our church. I pastor Frontline Ministries here in Dover, Delaware. This is my 18th year pastoring this church.
Amen.
And we just came back at the beginning of April. Yes, April. We started back at the beginning of April. And of course, we've been doing church online as well. But in the midst of this, we birthed a new church. Mm-hmm. It is called the Frontline Global Virtual Church. And man, we have people joining our virtual church all across the country, all around the world. I mean, I'm talking like Paris, France, Puerto Rico, and Denmark. It's amazing. What the devil meant for evil, God meant it for good.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, I really appreciate that, and I'm glad the listeners have an opportunity to, one, hear about your new music, Just in Time, two, about how God is blessing the ministry, and they have all that information. So
yeah,
you have nothing but our love and support from all of us here at Real Gospel. So the one
thank
and only
you.
Norman Hutchins, thank you for returning as our
thank
guest
you.
On Real Gospel, my friend, my brother. You have nothing but our continued support from all of us.
Thank you. And I just want to leave you with this. Life is short. Death is sure. Sin is the cause. Jesus is the cure.
Amen.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.